Hey everybody, it's Can't Make This Stuff Up, new John Simmons here. I wanted to talk a little bit about miracles. I've had many miracles happen since I've been born again, last 10 years, and I've heard lots of testimonies over the years, lots of different miracles. Specifically, what I want to talk about today, though, is blessings and the types of testimonies where people are given things by God, either through other people or through miraculous turn of events. These things are awesome stories to hear, and they can encourage the faith of anybody. However, there are the detractors, right? The people who say, oh, that's not really a miracle, or that's a coincidence, or that person just helped that other person. That wasn't God, right? So there's all sorts of different conversations you can have around this topic of miracles. But I really do believe, and I want to encourage people's faith today, that God has a blessing for you, especially if you're in a season and you're looking for something and you've got your faith and your hunger prayers up to God and you're asking for things. You never know what's going to happen. And so today, let's look at the testimony that came out of the Tampa Bay Church. A woman who was riding the bus.
The weekend before camp meeting, my van actually broke down. And so I was talking to the Lord. I was doing the dishes. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't have a vehicle. I have 5 kids. And that means 2 rides to church. And so I don't want to.
I got
do
4
that.
Kids.
And
so I know, that struggle's real.
You give me the solution for everything. I carry the solution. So what's the solution for this? And then he said, well, you know your church has a bus ministry.
I love it when God talks to us. Usually questions.
There's a little
right?
bit of pride there. So I said, I'm going to do this and humble myself out of obedience to God as well. And then also while I was doing the dishes, I had just made an order earlier that day for about $100.
Not
the
DoorDash.
He said,
oh, no.
Cancel that order. I have a plan for that money, and I'm going to tell you tomorrow. And so the next day, me and my kids were riding on the bus to church. And when we were riding, someone texted me and they said, I need help with my vehicle. Can you give me $100? And I said, oh, I think I know what the Lord is doing. So I said, I'm definitely sowing to this. And Lord,
most people
I'm
wouldn't,
for
but
my
here we
vehicle.
Go. She's believing.
And when we came to church, the first thing that Pastor Rodney has said, he said, I feel the anointing for vehicles. I said, yes, you brought all these people here just to give me this word. Thank you, Lord. It's mine. And so I took that. And then about an hour later, somebody texted me and they said, I want to meet you after church. And I said, oh, my gosh. And so I met them after church, and today we rolled in with a Denali, me and my kids, and I'm so thankful. God is so good.
God is so good. This woman rolls up in a Denali, and I can hear all the haters already. God doesn't give Denalis. He would just bless her with the car, just the right size, an old used car. I've heard that argument over the years. I've been in the prayer rooms where people ask for cars, and they're like, well, not a good car. I don't need a great car. I just need a good enough car, you know. And well, don't ask for a new car. Just ask for one to get your. I've really been in prayer rooms where people have said things like that, and it's crazy to me. So you heard the woman's testimony, and there's so many things to unpack here, right? So you look at her testimony. And on the surface, it's like, well, is God really talk to us about that kind of stuff? Does God really say in the middle of your doing the dishes, hey, I need you to do something else. Take the money that you made. You made a Walmart order. I need you to cancel that order. I need you to go over to your computer, cancel that order. I have something for you to use that money for tomorrow, but I'm not going to tell you. Now, on the surface, what are you thinking? You're thinking, oh, my gosh, she's just having thoughts, right? Those are just our natural thoughts. But God talks to us every day. He talks to us in the natural part of our day, and he talks to us in the prayer and the worship time of our day too. So it doesn't matter where we are in our life, we can understand and know that God talks to us. So this woman is believing and trusting that's God's voice, not her own voice, right? So, and again, it takes maturity and discernment to understand, is God talking to me? Am I thinking this? Is this just the burrito I had last night? So she cancels the order. She heads on over to church the next day on the bus, mind you, with her 5 kids. Can I tell you how hard it must be to get 5 kids ready in the morning and then hop on the bus to get them to church? And in these services at the river, they are not 5 minutes. They are not an hour. Get you out the door. We got 4 more services left today. We're having a shut it down 4-hour, 5-hour Sunday morning service. People are going to be laying on the floor. You're going to have to be walking over them to get to the bathroom. You know, this kind of service they're walking into at the river. But God has a big plan for this woman. And so she rolls into church, and this person asked for her to sow a seed into helping this other girl's car. Now, they didn't say it that way. They said, hey, I need help with my car. Can you help me? And how amazing is it that she even had that opportunity, right? Because most people would think, hey, I'm not going to call the woman who's taking the bus to church with the 5 kids to have her help me with my car, right? So already that's like an abnormal interaction probably in her life and in the life of people who are in a situation like that. You know, you're not calling that person. You're calling somebody else who's got 3 cars and saying, hey, man, hey, I need some help with my car. Can you help me? But that person made the phone call, and immediately the woman said, this is my faith moment. This is the thing that God had talked to me about yesterday. All I have to do is take my $100 that I was going to spend at Walmart or Shipt or Instacart or whatever she was going to do with that money, Amazon, and sow it into this person. So she did it immediately. And how amazing, because she went to church and then just a few moments later, someone wants to meet her in the lobby. And we don't know the details of the interaction. And people can get hung up on that and say, well, who gave her the Denali and who had the money for that? And did the church pay for it? Or is it her boyfriend or who, you know, this is where it gets hung up, right? Because when God moves, people start asking questions. Boy, they cannot handle it when God is moving in somebody's life. They cannot stand it when someone's getting blessed because where's my blessing? Where's my blessing? I need to understand. And logically, people need to think, how did God do that? And I get that. I say the same things. A lot of times, if I hear somebody get blessed, one of the first questions, well, who gave it to you? Who, you know, because I walk in the space of a lot of different ministries and churches, and they're like, oh, we just got blessed $63,000 yesterday. Well, who gave you that money? Like, how did you get that kind of money? Like, that's awesome. But I want to know logically. I want to step it back, and I want to hear the details. And for some people, the details are not enough. Like, even if they hear the details, well, they say, well, that person who gave that Denali to that woman, maybe they own a car dealership and it was a tax write-off for them. And you start to think of all the different ways that it wasn't really a miracle, but it was just a person doing a nice thing. Isn't that nice? Isn't it nice that all the blessings in the world are just nice people doing nice things? Or is it a God in heaven who loves you, cares for you, hears your prayers, gives you instructions on details that you need to do? Stop your order. Listen, pick up the phone when this person calls. If they ask for help, and give them your last $100 to help them because I have something for you on the other side of that. Sowing and reaping. It's all about sowing and reaping. Jesus talked about this in the Bible. Jonathan Rumi was not in the Bible, but he did play Jesus on a show called The Chosen, and he had a lot to say about this.
Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
So Jesus here tells us two things. One, are you not more valuable than the birds? The birds have everything they need given to them. Okay, so what does this woman need? She needs a ride to church. She had the bus. She needs a car. She needs a car to get to work and to go grocery shopping. Doesn't God take care of the birds? Yes. And so won't God take care of a woman who needs a ride to church and to do her normal life? Absolutely. Does he provide a free car to every person in America because they pray and ask God for it? No. Because God answers all of our prayers differently. He answers everybody's situation differently. But those who are earnestly seeking God can expect God to do big size things in their life. And it might not happen overnight. And I don't know how long that girl has been without a car. But it's an amazing testimony. It's an amazing story of how God can move in somebody's life. You heard Jonathan here say it. He said, as Jesus, because this is in the Gospels, in the Sermon on the Mount, seek first the kingdom of heaven. Seek first. So what was that woman doing? She was seeking God. She was asking God for help. She was asking for a miracle to show up in her life, and boy, oh boy, did it. I can remember when I was first born again, and I had a 10-year-long gambling addiction, and I had always been able to ask people for money. Hey, can you spot me 200? Hey, can you pay my car bill this week? Hey, I gambled my rent money away. This was my old life. That's the type of things I used to say in my old life. And then when I got born again and I had to start trusting God with my money, it was a whole nother ball game, you know. I was trying to pay bills on time for the first time in my life, and not always did I have enough money at the end of the month to pay the things that I needed to pay. And it was a long time of me seeking God and praying and trusting in him for me to understand. At one time, there was I can remember when this broke over. It was right around the time I quit my job to do full-time ministry, and God had asked me to quit my job. I'd already stepped out in faith to do that, but I was sort of hoping that this money that I had in my bank account was going to last me until I started making money. But it didn't, because the money ran out, and all of a sudden I'm running on nothing, and I'm expecting God to pay these bills. And my next bill wasn't due for 21 days, and for 21 days I sat in my room, and I prayed. Not the whole time, but I mean, I was just praying, God help me, God help me, God help me. And I didn't, and he told me, he said, don't ask anybody else for help. And that was a big deal for me, because I was so used to, in my old life, asking everybody for help, mom, friends, people at work, coworkers, people who were gambling near me, in a vicinity of me, strangers, ask for help on the street. Hey, if there was a way to ask for money, I have done that method of asking for money in my old life. God's asking me to turn over, become a new creation. And so he said, don't ask anybody for the money. I will provide it for you. And for 21 days, I'm praying this prayer, and I'm not asking anybody for this money. And on the day, the 21st day, the bill's due. I wake up. I was like, God, I don't know. I'm about to lose my car. This car bill is due. And he said, check your mail. And went to the mailbox. It's so funny because the mailbox was like broken the last couple of days. They just fixed it. All this mail was in there. And in one of the envelopes was a letter from somebody who said they heard I was starting a ministry and they had sold some furniture and they wanted to sow a seed into my ministry. And wouldn't you know it, it was about $20 more than I needed to pay my car note that day. And won't God do it? Miracles can happen in many ways. There's no right or wrong or yes or no way. When you start calling miracles, is it a miracle to you? Is God, is your prayer being answered a miracle to you? Or does it have to be turning water into wine? Does a miracle have to be raising from the dead? Does a miracle have to be turning loaves and fishes into feeding 5,000? Or can a miracle just be he showed up with your car bill, or he showed up with a Denali from GMC, a very nice car. Hey, good for her. Go get it, somebody. But don't you know that God has something for you? Miracle moments can happen in your life. Put your trust in God. And until next time, guys, we pray you discover a future and a hope for your life today.